Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Hello.
My name is Ryan. I'm here with author Tony Lodge.
Where are we headed, Ryan?
We're headed to Helsinki.
Oh, that sounds Helsinki. Like Helsinki? No. Okay. To Finland we go.
And we're speaking to Lisa.
Hi.
Hello, Lisa?
Yes, yes. Hi,
it's Tony and Ryan.
Hi, great.
Have we called you in the middle of the night, Lisa?
Yeah, but I booked time, so.
Were you asleep or have you stayed up all night for us?
I slept an hour or so and then I put an alarm and
That's real commitment. Yeah. But to let you get back to bed, would you like to very quickly approve the podcast? I promise this is not a dream.
Of course. Great. That would be my pleasure. Hi, this is Lisa from Finland and I approve this podcast.
Tony's book is out.
Yes.
I'm trying to pump you up.
This really backfired.
We've been calling author Tony Lodge for a while now, but the book is officially out.
It's out.
Go and buy it. Get around it.
I wonder if people have got it now because it's like...
It's in the post.
Posted it out, and I don't know.
Surely
that the Australia...
sent it like a day or two prior, so it arrives on launch day.
I don't think that I'm Australia Post's favourite person at the moment.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have fucking bombed them up on a podcast.
So podcast that I didn't think any Australians
listened
them?
To. Did they? Hang on, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Question.
Is it true that after you bagged out Australia Post on the podcast, their head office sent you a DM on Instagram? You don't have to say what it was about, or if you reply, can you just confirm or deny that?
I can confirm that that did happen.
Okay. So I hope the books get delivered on time or someone else will be getting a few more fucking spicy replies. Now, let's get into Flapped Tony of all things.
Oh, fucking awesome. I love that I've, like, my great life achievement, my milestone moment, my ice cream cake, all that.
Yep.
And then now you're just going to rile me up.
That's all.
You're
news,
actually
mate.
Like a family member. Like, you're like
you.
A brother.
Thank you.
This is actually like brother territory.
But I also
for
like
sure.
that I got my own paragraph in the book and not just. Be into the family.
No.
Imagine if it was like, to all my siblings, you're so great. I'm Ryan, you're like a brother to you too.
I wrote something really nice about you in the book, actually.
You did. I won't read it or I'll cry.
No, there's no need to lie.
Now, Tony, literally years ago, said, I've been having a great time. I'm unflappable. And you're about to see why that's not true because Tony is, in fact, flappable Tony. 50% of people get freaked out by this.
Yeah.
The other 50%, us normal ones, think this is normal and just the obvious thing to do.
Mm.
The other day we were leaving Vic Garden Shopping Centre.
Oh! Yep.
And Tony says, oh, do you need to go to the pay station to pay for parking?
Because you put the little ticket in, it tells you how much it is. Yep.
What a waste of time. I was like, nah, you just tap your card when you exit. Tony had a complete meltdown.
There are cars lining up and most car parks aren't designed that well in terms of like you have to, the like entrance lanes kind of, then you kind of split off to the right or the left or you go forward.
Yep.
And to get in and out of where all the spots are, it's actually, if you back up the boom gates for the parking sensor thing, more than two cars, no one can go anywhere.
It's gridlock.
Right. And it doesn't actually take that much to fuck the system and the flow of traffic in the car park.
But what,
like,
do you think
it's surprisingly
happen?
Easy to fuck it up.
You put your ticket in and it goes $1 and then you just go boop, straight out.
How many times?
Every time it works.
How many times have you been sat, though, in the car and someone puts their ticket in, they obviously haven't paid for it, and they go, oh, fuck, hang on. Oh, wait, where's my wallet? Oh, I left it in the boot of the car with all the shopping. You lose your wallet all the time and you don't believe in Apple Pay. Are you giving me the finger right now?
No. No. I mean, what a childish move. Sorry, I just was resting my hand on my chin and my hand on my chin? My chin on my hand?
Yep.
and my fingers. No, I'm not giving you the bird, but I feel like I want to.
Right. You lose your wallet
yep.
all the time.
Yep.
And you don't believe in Apple Pay.
I believe in it. I just don't
understand.
Believe it for me.
Imagine though, you
my
go,
body, my choice.
It'll be so much quicker if I just do it at the thing. Then you're sitting there, and then you go, "Oh fuck, I don't know what my wallet is." Yeah. Then what are you going to do?
Then you press the intercom button, and they go, "Hello," and you go, "Yeah, hey Matt, I don't know where my ticket is," and they go, oh, "Okay, we'll just open the gate for you."
How can you expect that that will just work?
Because it has a few times. Because I've lost my wallet and don't know where the card was.
But like, if you lose your ticket, it always says like, "If lost ticket is like $50 fee or
nah,
whatever."
Nah, they just waive that.
But they don't, though. They don't always just do
most
that.
Most of the time.
No, that's never happened to me. In my experience,
well, of course
that has never happened.
You would have paid at the pay station.
Yeah, because I wouldn't risk. Not everyone's just got spare $50, mate.
Got it.
I can't.
Listen to how flap she is. Got her.
I hate that this works every time. The thing is.
Bridget's with you on this one. My wife freaks the fuck out.
I was exiting the same shopping centre yesterday, Vic Gardens. And the guy in front of me, who, might I add, cut me off to get out of the shop, which already fucked me off. And then, so, you know the other week, right, when we were talking about how if someone, like, cuts you off or speeds up past you and then you end up at the same lights and you go, luckily you fucking cut me off, dickhead.
Yeah.
You got so much further than
it,
I
mate?
Did. Yeah. Oh, so funny that you're here with me when I was holding you up before. So this guy in this massive Tarago, like people move a fucking Toyota, like sliding doors fucking car.
You get it. You can produce semen.
Right. You got 70 kids.
Yeah.
They cut me off and then they're trying to put their ticket in and it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon I was sat, it was about a song and a half, which
fuck.
Is a long time.
Yeah.
The traffic's banking up, everything's setting on fire, babies are crying, like people are just like throwing their food out of their cars, ice cream's melting, meat's going off, you know? And then he's like trying to fumble with the thing, he's pressing the intercom, they're like, well, sir, like you just need to try and put it in. And he goes, yeah, I'm doing that.
Because
obviously my window was down because I thought I was like about to.
Yeah, yeah,
my
of course,
thing.
You can hear
you
it
You don't
all.
Want to be that guy.
No.
Why would you risk ever being that guy?
I've never been that guy.
And once I was trying to put my ticket in and it like, you know how sometimes it like rejects it the first time?
Yeah.
The first reject, game over. You're shoving the thing in.
Yeah.
It's getting bent. You're fucking it up.
And
you're making it so much worse.
The more you try to shove it, the more it'll fuck the car to make it harder for you. You've got to relax.
Right.
Just pretend you're in the water.
Oh, I like that.
In fact, don't drive your Audi up to the booth.
Swim
Surf
up.
Surf up. Yeah.
Swim up.
Catch one in.
Yep. I'll just wear that jacuzzi suit, so I'm always wet, and I'll do that when I'm parking from now on.
If you want a flap, Tony, this is how to do it, folks. My next one. This is another one from me. Usually people submit them. This is all me this week, baby. What do you think about ordering Uber Eats to a university lecture theatre?
What?
So if I'm at uni and I'm in the lecture... And I go, oh, I'm a bit hungry. Because, you know, my class is from 6 p.m. till 9:30 at night.
Yeah. And so an organised person would have something beforehand or take a packed lunch to have, like, in the break or...
It's like 3.5 hours. Like, yeah, you can't just eat beforehand.
Do you have a break?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you couldn't take a packed lunch and eat then or... Didn't the other week you said that in the break you had an okonomiyaki?
I did. I went with one of the exchange students.
Yeah. And you had an okonomiyaki.
Japanese pancake.
Oh, so then... If you know you've got a break coming up where you could go and get an okonomiyaki, why wouldn't you just do that?
Well, I wasn't really feeling an okonomiyaki and I was craving something specific. And so I took a little video from inside the lecture theatre where I'm doing my MBA and I did an Instagram poll and I said, is it totally fine to order Uber Eats to the lecture theatre?
Absolutely not. That is so fucking rude. That is so rude. Not only is it incredibly rude to like eat while somebody else is like teaching you or whatever, instead of like either taking notes or listening, you're sitting there chowing down on a kebab when someone's like teaching you. Not only is that rude, but then the guy going, oh yeah, so E equals MC squared, and you go, oh, sorry, mate. Yep. Yeah. Pizza for Ryan. Yeah. That's me, mate. Yeah. Oh, come up the stairs, bro. I'm not fucking walking down there. Yeah, mate. Sorry. Could you just all shut up? I don't care about economics right now. Yeah, mate. Yeah. Oh, do you have any cutlery? You got any cutlery? Did you do it?
So in the Instagram poll, 56% of people said totally fine. 44% of people said not cool. And I'm guessing after those hot, spicy words of yours, we know which side you're in. You know how on Instagram...
I cannot believe that 50% of people reckon that's fine.
A lot of DMs said only if you offer for everyone.
Even I just
to get a couple of extra large chips and go, oh yeah, if anyone wants a chip.
No, how disruptive of the whole, like, the thing is that like you're got doing her. Your no, I'm is. Actually not flapped. I'm just fucked off. This
That's
is ridiculous.
The same thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Because you're doing your MBA, right?
Yep.
What's the median age of everybody in that class? Would you say that the median age was adults?
Yeah, early 30s.
Yeah. So everybody is a grown up.
Yep.
Yeah, and knows how to manage their own day. Was anybody else ordering Uber Eats?
Well, when I posted it, there was a few others in the class that DM'd me who were like, oh, bro, like, fucking, if you're going to do it, get two.
So you were on Instagram during class doing this video.
Why, just a little snippet.
And then you were considering also ordering Uber Eats. And you know how long that takes. Because you get in a scroll hole and you go, yeah, it's all the same shit or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a long process.
But that's why I was planning ahead. Because I was like, I was in Colombo. By the time it gets here, you know, it's probably going to be towards the end. And we kind of, you know, yeah. You know.
Nah.
So.
I've always got a little muesli bar in my bag. Because then if I know that I'm getting really hungry, I could, like, bide my time.
What would be more disruptive, me getting Uber Eats or me sitting there and my stomach's like...
Uber Eats.
And
that's not a question.
And the teacher has to go, oh, hang on a second, stop everyone. Are you a bit hungry, mate? I can hear your tummy rumbling. Maybe just get yourself some Uber Eats so we don't have to hear that.
No one would say that. They'd go, you're a fucking adult. Why haven't you organised your own shit? Was this the first week you went?
No, second or third. Oh,
okay. So you knew how long the class was and you knew what part of the day it fell on. This is just piss poor preparation from you. How are you going to get peak performance with piss poor preparation?
So you know how when you're in an apartment and get Uber Eats, it's like, do you want us to leave it at the door or bring to the, like, you know, leave outside?
Yeah.
I was disappointed that whilst being on university premise, it wasn't like bring to the theatre or bring to the seat because I was at the top of the theatre. But check your phone because I tagged the university in the post for some reason and they've replied.
Oh, and they're proper adults. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for tagging us in your post about Uber Eats in the classroom. As a general rule, we discourage eating inside the lecture crumbs to minimise crumbs, stains, smells and things like that. As much as possible, we encourage students to time food deliveries in line with the break periods and eat them at the hub. You can reach out to our program services if you need alternative arrangements regarding this policy. So they've said exactly what I said. I am now the dean of a university.
Professor and author Tony Lodge.
Hi, this is Lisa from Finland, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon, Riley Clemmings. Thanks for fucking being here.
Glen Dog.
Rebecca Shartow. Jackie Ha, Nathaniel Philippin, Zach Nemec, and Jessica Wardlaw. Thank you so much for being here. Love that you're a part of the Patreon. Love seeing your names pop up. Thank you so much.
Good to see Zach back in the rotation.
Yeah. Zach, I mean...
one of the OGs.
He's timeless.
Yeah.
Timeless.
What a guy.
So speaking of Uber Eats...
yeah. You want to order it mid-podcast?
Even...
should we?
No.
Okay.
I've planned my day ahead.
56% said yes.
And I know that there's leftover ice cream cake from yesterday.
Okay.
So last week, Torbs and I got home from surfing and it was like 10 o'clock.
Mm.
And because I'm an organized person, we had food in the fridge at home.
Yep.
And I was like, cool, when we get home, I know that we've got shit to eat at that. Like,
I'm guessing you're starving after that, right?
So fucking hungry. So hungry.
How do you make it home without doing a little drive-through?
Well, because... sometimes we do that. And then I was like, you know what? We've actually just been fucking we've been exercising.
Yeah, don't undo the good work.
Yeah, by, you know, getting a cheesy on the way home. And anyway, normally we do like a big shop on the weekend. So our week is like, our food is planned. Anyway, and we got home, it was just after 10 o'clock. So it's really late. And I had an early start the next morning. And we went home thinking we had food in the fridge. We get home, the food's fucked. It was like chicken. It was like smelling a bit funky. Yeah. And because I can't smell at the moment because I'm a long COVID, I'm like really paranoid about it.
Something's going to fucking stink. You're not going to know and just eat it and go, oh, yeah, great. And the next thing you're pooing through a straw.
Literally.
Yeah.
So we got
home. Or in a shoebox.
It was looking a bit off. Yeah. And I was just like, oh. And Tils was like, let's just order something. We have to eat. We didn't have any other food in the house. So we ordered something.
Is there a better feeling in the world when you're like,
half already thinking about it.
And you, but your part, it's like whoever's the one that says it, they're the fucking naughty ones.
Yeah, and you so go, if you've said it, you've brought it up.
If that's what you want.
Yeah. And sometimes Torps goes like, oh, what should we have for dinner? I'm like, oh, well, we've got that stuff in the fridge. He goes, you feeling like anything else? Like neither of us want to be the first one. And I'm like, if you want to suggest something, that's fine.
And goes, yeah, cool. So you're suggesting something?
So are you suggesting something? And then I go, oh, wouldn't it be great if we had a pizza? And he goes, oh, well, if you want a pizza. I'm like, why didn't you just say?
Well, I mean, why didn't you just say?
But
so
it's easy to not be the guy.
Because he's the cooker of the family.
He is, yeah, the chef.
Do you reckon he's got like a bit of an advantage because he can kind of look in the fridge and go, oh.
Not sure about that, mate. Might be a bit
off.
It's
not looking quite as fresh as I thought it was.
Or that spinach is all a bit wilted or gone a bit wet in the bottom.
For all we know, it's the driest bottom spinach we've seen. For all we know, the chicken looks good.
Yep.
He's a fucking liar.
Yeah, I know. And I would never know because I'm never going to face him up on it because I want the pizza as well.
So you both want pizza. You're not in a university lecture theatre. You're like, things are looking good.
So it was feeling appropriate to order something. But it's really late at night. It's like after 10 o'clock and I was like, you know what? Let's order some fucking Maccas. Sure. It was Hungry Jack's. So,
burgers are better at Hungry Jack's.
They fucking are.
The flame grill,
baby. You can't fuck it. You taste the flame.
You taste the smoke.
Okay, Dad. Anyway, so.
But the burgers are actually better.
So we ordered Hungry Jack's. I ordered it on my phone and I was tracking, like watching the GPS because I'm hungry and I'm fucking tired and I'm watching this person like a hawk.
Would you say you're getting snippy?
No, I wasn't really getting snippy, but I was hungry and I was just like a bit fucking fed up of waiting.
So maybe a little bit snippy. I'm not fucking snippy. I just fucking want my food on time.
And as you said, Torbs is the chef of the house.
Yep.
So it only makes sense that he's the Uber Eats getter because he provides he provides the food.
Sure.
So he's the guy. He goes down. I go, it's almost here. And he goes, okay. He puts his shoes on. He goes downstairs.
Who wears the pants in that house, I tell you?
Torbs does because he has to go downstairs and pick up the food. Anyway.
It only makes sense because he cooks for me 6 nights a week that on his one night off cooking, he has to do all the work. No, I hear your sister.
I did the ordering. I ordered it.
I sat on my phone on the couch.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm watching this guy like a hawk. And where we live, it's like there's a lot of it's like all main roads.
Yep.
There's like a lot of traffic and it's all traffic lights and there's trams and there's always a fucking lot going on.
It's fucking
on.
Chaos. Is what
it's
it is.
Pretty chaotic. And so Torbs goes downstairs as I say, oh, he's at the corner. He's about to turn onto our street.
Yep.
And then he'll be there. So like he's literally right there. He's on the thing. It says like 0 minutes away.
Yeah.
Torbs goes down there. I'm sitting in my ivory tower. I'm watching the GPS and I'm like, Torbs is down there.
You didn't give him the phone?
Well, normally I do.
Because then he can track in real time
but
and
I
see him.
But I think because it was late, I think maybe
you
was
snippy, you needed to keep your phone.
Keep my phone, yep. Needed to watch my shows. And so I had my phone, but I started doing something else. Maybe I was like replying to comments on Instagram. Like I was not even in the Uber Eats app anymore.
Yep.
And 5 minutes later, Torbs calls me and goes, hey, bro, like where are they? And I was just like, oh, yeah, fuck, you have been gone for ages. What the fuck? I checked the app.
Yeah.
And nothing fucks you off like this. The order had been cancelled 3 minutes ago.
What? I mean, cancelled. They'd already made it.
They were already there. Well, he was just around the corner.
The Burger King had made his burgers.
Yes.
Hungry Jack had delivered.
Yes. And the guy was on his bike. And it said, like, yep, that he's just around the corner. And I was like, what the fuck? That's weird. Because, like, if they cancel because it's late at night or whatever, it's normally, like, before they make the food or they, like, don't accept your order or whatever. And there was a button that said, like, connect me with driver. And I had, like, call the driver as an option.
Call him.
So I was like, okay, I'll call him up. But instantly, I'm thinking, because I've read these stories and seen these TikToks, right, where people go, oh, I'm a DoorDash driver and I've, like, stolen people's food before, because they get a refund and they just remake the food. Someone else gets the thing, but I get the food.
So are you saying that not only are you a fan of Hungry Jack's,
mm-hmm,
because the burgers are better?
Yep.
Not only is Torbs a fan of Hungry Jack's.
Not only are you a fan of Hungry Jack's.
But your delivery driver's gone,
fuck, those chippies smell all right.
The burgers are better at Hungry Jack's.
Yeah.
And he's just
fucking off. You can taste the grill.
You can feel the smoke.
Yeah.
You reckon he's done this and he's fucking gone, oh, nah, this is mine.
So exactly like I expected my food to be, I get pretty fucking hot. Thanks. Thank you.
That's a good line.
Thank you. No, it's not. None of it's spelt right either. So I'm getting pretty fucking hot and I fucking smash call driver on my phone. I fucking smash that button so hard I needed a new screen protector. And I fucking put the phone out to my ear. And I go, and he goes, hello? And I go, hey, mate, like, you've got my food. You've just cancelled my order. What's going on? And he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I've been in an accident.
Was the accident you sneezing and inhaling my dinner?
I accidentally ate all your food and took it home to my family. No, so he goes, I was in an accident. I was like, oh, my God. And he goes, yeah, a car came out of nowhere, knocked me off my bike.
Bullshit.
And the food's everywhere.
Where? Take a photo.
And I go, well, I'm the most gullible person in the world. And I go, oh, my God, are you okay? And he goes, what? And I was like, are you all right? And he goes, don't worry, they'll refund you the money. And I was like, bro, I don't care about the money. Like, are you all right? Like, do you need help? I literally live upstairs. Like, let me
come down
and fucking help you.
I'll get the Benadine on your fucking scratches.
Well,
I got Band-Aids.
Do you need me to call you an ambulance? Like, what do you need me to do? And he goes, what's that?
And you go, that's how fucking special people say ambulance.
Speakle, thank you.
That's how speakle people say ambulance.
And I'm like, oh, my God, are you all right? And instantly I'm like, holy fuck, I'm literally right upstairs. I was like, Torbs is downstairs. He can help. And he goes, oh, don't worry, they'll refund you. I'm like, bro, I don't care about the refund, but are you okay? He goes, oh. All of a sudden, like, goes, sounds a bit funny. He goes, oh. No, I'm okay. And I was just like, oh, my God, well, like, please, like, if
he's just trying to tell you, bitch, I've stolen your food and you're not getting it.
Well, so
you know what I mean?
I called Torbs,
yeah,
and go, they've cancelled the order and the guy's been in a fucking car accident. And Torbs goes, oh, my God. And then he goes, I've been standing down here
for fucking 10 minutes. There's some bloke on the other side of the street chowing into a Whopper.
Yeah, yeah. He's looking happy as Laz, right? And so I was like, no, bro. Like, obviously something's happened. And so I'm
He was 0 minutes away.
I'm on the phone to Torbs and I was like, walk up to the intersection and just see.
Is there a bike?
Because he said that he got knocked off his bike and the food was everywhere.
Can you see a chip?
Is there a chip on the ground?
Is there
some blocks of ice from a Diet Coca-Cola?
Has a pickle been flung?
Thank you. Right? Is my ultimate double whopper ultimate double fucked because it's been run over by a truck on the way down?
Yeah.
You know? No sign of an accident. No people gathered. No food on the ground.
You've been done.
I got fucking hustled.
Lock, stock, and two smoking barrels, baby. You've been hustled.
So Torbs goes, I don't think anything's happened, mate. And I was like, well, why would he lie? And Torbs was like, because there's fucking $60 worth of fucking Hungry Jack's in his fucking backpack. He goes, fuck, that sounds all right. My girlfriend and I would really like love to fucking get stoned and eat this at home, watch math so I can talk to my friends at work about it tomorrow. You know?
I could
not believe it. Because as soon as he said I've been in an accident, I was like, instantly, I'm like, let me help you. What can I do? I'm upstairs. Like, I'll come down and help. I can fucking fill in an accident report form for you. Like, I will do anything you need. Turns out he's the villain of the piece.
Did it not throw you that just one simple follow-up question just threw his whole fucking facade?
Well, I was just...
What
after
happened? A car
came out of nowhere.
They always do.
And I was like, if I'd just been in an accident, I'd be flapped. I'd be thinking, like, fuck, what's that? Like, it all kind of felt like it added up. And then Torbs was like, Tony, we've been hustled. And I was like, no, we haven't. He was like, yep.
He saw
us coming a fucking mile away, sweetheart. Couldn't believe it.
When he was going through the drive-thru, he knew.
Yeah, he knew. 100%. But he let the GPS run all the way till he was at my house. At least if he turned the cancelled the order, like, you know, a couple of streets back, I would have no proof. And I'd be living my beautiful life and thinking that guy was in an accident, how horrible, but at least I got a refund because he was right there. I instantly try to be a good guy and help him out, and I was being taken advantage of.
Did you have to – did you reorder?
Yep.
How long is it? Because
so then
for me, it's like, I don't want your shit story. No, I don't want your refund. I just want a fucking burger in my face.
Like, you giving me a refund doesn't refund me the time that it's taken now for this to all happen. So that had been, you know, 25 minutes. So it's like 10:30.
Oh, God.
And then so we go, like, hit reorder, and then that's going to – because I was like, it'll take 15 minutes. Like,
were you scared of getting re-rolled?
Well, I was like, imagine if that happens
again. The same bloke picks it up and goes, it's my lucky day, these dumb bitches.
Lightning doesn't strike twice. So you know what I thought? I thought, that what's the likelihood of that?
Yeah.
And luckily, the next food did come quite quick, post-haste, you know, came quite quickly. But I just couldn't believe it. My soft, gentle soul believed that this man was in peril, and he wasn't. I was hustled. It was like a fucking Ponzi scheme.
You are a hustler's dream.
I am.
Because you trust and you believe.
Oh, marketer's dream as well, consumerist. Oh, my God. I fall for marketing
club,
every time.
If you're in a strip club and J-Lo is working there.
Oh, yeah. Hustlers. 100%.
She'd own your car.
Oh, my God.
She'd drain your bank account. Oh, she'd be walking your dog.
She'd be fucking use my passport and go, yeah, this is just, I lost a bit of weight since then or something. Like, you know, oh, it's basically the same. But I just could not believe it. Because that's bold, isn't it?
It's
a bold, like.
Are you fucked off with just this one guy, or is there now a stain on Uber Eats?
Well,
have you lost a bit of trust?
Well, okay, so I will be honest. As I am reading Atomic Habits at the moment, I have deleted my Uber Eats app since because
make
it's like, yeah, like make the thing hard to do, like the bad habit of like, because Uber Eats is a waste of money. It's a waste of time. Yep. The food's always like, it comes and you go, fuck, why did I?
Does it come? Does it?
Sometimes it comes. And you go, fuck, why did I do this to myself again? You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm like kind of off it at the moment. But I agree. I think it's just like another thing where you're like, fuck, this is just never really what you think. You think it's going to be great and it isn't.
Now that you're a victim of crime.
Yes, I was. Thank you.
Do you feel like you need some sort of revenge? Is there like a vigilante? What's the word I'm looking for?
I have no idea.
Neither do I.
But the guy, so then I ended up getting.
Did you confront him? Did you message him and go, you've stolen my food?
Well, no, because.
Did then you message Uber Eats?
The notification, like it, the option disappeared. Because I've actually never seen the option to call the driver before. After it's been cancelled. So while your thing's in process, you can contact them normally.
Yeah.
But I've afterwards, because I've had orders be cancelled before and you can't contact them or anything.
It's gone forever.
Yeah. But then this, so I don't think it was supposed to come up. But then I got a message from Uber Eats. It was like, oh my God, like your thing got cancelled because your driver was in an accident. So he's told Uber Eats that he was in an accident.
Well,
you gotta
stick to your story.
But is there like, they have to show proof or something?
Usually it's when I've said, oh, my food's fucked, they're like, take a photo.
Yeah, you have, you know. So why should I, the customer, have to do that? But then, you know. But, I mean, maybe he was in an accident, but it's not feeling like it adds up.
No, it doesn't add up.
I want to believe that he hasn't fucked me over.
Law and order, food delivery drivers.
Done. I really want to believe that it wasn't fucked, but.
Well, let me pick you up.
All right, thank you.
Let me pick you up. I got to love to see it.
Yep.
A tarpa we met recently has a similar due date to my wife, Bridget.
So
remember?
Exciting, yes.
And they could be tarp twins if they're born on the same day.
Very exciting.
So they're only a few days apart, but, you know, first baby are both, you know, who knows when they're actually going to arrive.
Yep.
I won't out her or the place.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I told you that story that I had to, before we, you know, did the process, had to get my semen checked?
Yes.
And because of COVID, we weren't allowed to do it in the hospital, so I had to take it in a jar in an Uber.
Yeah.
So this lady goes, you think that was bad?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what happened with us, because they've done IVF.
Yep.
Because of hospital COVID protocols, I was artificially inseminated in the backseat of my wagon in the hospital car park.
So romantic, isn't it?
And hey, they've been trying.
You got to do it. You got to do it.
They've been trying for many, many years, more years than Bridget and I.
Fuck.
So, and when you get to that stage, you go, mate, tell me what your protocols are. Great. How do we get this done?
What's my options? You're telling me what I can't do. What can I do?
And I believe they'd tried IVF a lot. Fuck. And so I think, like, you know, 8 years plus.
Wow.
And many, many cycles. So good luck. Congratulations. And if you're willing to do that,
oh,
imagine how willing you'd be to make sure you're the best mum ever.
That baby is going to be so loved. I've got actual goosebumps. Yep. That baby is going to be so loved because they worked so hard to get it. You know, it's like.
Yep. And I wonder if they still got the wagon.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, I wonder if that was like. You know when you, you know, take the photo of the steer and you're like so happy, yeah. You that's inseminated, blah, yeah. Like the selfie in the back of the car, like memories, happy memories.
You know there's always that meme going around of like if you were named after the place you were conceived, what would your name be?
Yeah.
Do you know what your name would
nah,
be?
Nah, I don't.
Because they, yeah, I mean.
Carson.
Subaru.
Carson.
Gold Coast Airport. Airport? Hospital? Carson.
Get it? Because it's a car.
It's a car and it's a son.
It's a son. My love just said, I've actually just sent you a text message with an Instagram link. You've probably seen this. It's been doing the rounds, but every time I see it, it just makes me smile. New York City trains have banned dogs unless they can fit in a bag.
I love this.
It's made me so happy. I've seen it so many times, but I fucking piss every time. So I think that what they meant was that it would be, you know, a little chihuahua or, you know, a little fucking Pomeranian or something, yep. You know, like a tiny little light dog. But what people have done is like one of the photos is like a little like, you know, those like bloodhound, like with the really long floppy ears, they're really low to the ground.
Yep.
They've cut holes in the corner of IKEA bags. And the dog is walking along, but it's technically in a bag.
Well, I think the you'll have to see these IKEA bags, really, because they're doing God's work
here. What can't they do?
Because every second picture here is just someone getting an IKEA bag, cutting the legs out and going, ha,
yeah.
Your move, New York City subway.
And there's like a full-on husky in a backpack.
he doesn't look impressed.
And there's like a massive like golden doodle in a backpack. Like people have just gotten so creative. And I love to see that because I just think that that is so sweet. And wouldn't you be so happy if you got on the train and there was a dog just like with its little leggies poking out the bottom of an IKEA bag? Isn't that just so heartwarming?
It's adorable. I love this so much. I also love that at some stage, some sort of inspector is going to come over and go, excuse me, mate, no dogs. And they go,
no, it's in a bag.
Oh, actually, if it's in a bag, it's fine. And they go, yep, but... Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, how do I find this?
Yeah.
Like,
what? yeah, good. I mean, yeah.
Fuck, it's good. And yeah, it's been doing the rounds, so I'm sure you've seen it. But if you haven't, we'll pop the link to Instagram in our show notes today.
Do you remember? I think they still do it once a year where 7-Eleven's like.
Any cup?
Any cup. You just bring, as long as it's got a handle or some random rule.
Yeah.
And then people roll in with like a watering can.
Or those shell pools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you said just bring in a cup.
Yeah.
And here.
How do they price that? Oh, was that a slushy one shell pool? Thank you.
Well, I think it's just like it's a fixed price for a cup.
Right.
Like it's $1 a cup and whatever your cup is, fucking go to town.
Fuck, that's good.
And everyone, yeah, rolls in a boat and goes, yeah, just pour it in the side there, sweetheart.
Yeah, or like you roll up in your car and you just open your fuel cap and you go, chuck it straight in.
We'll do that in my car. We don't do that to your
Not
Audi.
In mine. Yeah, no, thank you.
Appreciate that. But, oh, fuck. Every time, it's one of those stories I feel like it pops up every few months and every time I'm like...
It's so fun.
Creativity.
I just love it.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll chat to you tomorrow for Normal or Nah.
There's a couple of fucking weird ones tomorrow too.
Good. The weirder the better.
And one, actually, I'll tell you this. One person has said, obviously this is a nah, right? And 99.999% of people do this every day. And so it's a bit of like, who's going to tell him?
Oh.
Because he's like, everyone's a bit weird, aren't they? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
You might be on the other side of this,
you
actually.
Are.
Oh, that's good.
And it's like, do you want to tell him or do you want me to tell him?
Let's tell him tomorrow. Stay
Shame.
Tuned.
Shame. Chat to you then.
Love you, bye.